This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Of the new Bond movie, the phrase Bond girls is now forbidden. From now on, they are to be addressed as Bond women. This is an important step forward, okay? Though it is unfortunate that her character is still named Hooters Gazanga.
Hooters Gazanga.
Please.
That reminds me with movies. I just came across this. So the live-action version of The Lion King hits theaters tomorrow night, and it's expected to dominate cineplexes across this country for quite some time. My kids aren't really interested in the live-action versions of these shows that they love.
Really?
For some reason.
Did they watch the cartoon version?
Yeah, liked it, but they just, I don't know why.
You know, I wondered whether the audiences would flock back to movies like that. Of course,
they are.
It's like remanufacturing pop, formulaic pop music. For each generation, so you got that advantage. But I guess I'm mildly. I loved The Lion King.
Sure.
I watched that movie with my kids so many times, and I love that movie. But I'm not sure I have any interest. Plus, there's controversy because they cast a monkey to play the ape.
Oh, what? So, taking ape roles?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. They're speciesists. So there's a lawsuit recently. To get the FDA to release this database of where of they tracked, in a way, I guess, every single opioid pill that had ever been prescribed.
That's got to be a lot. Is it billions of pills? It's got to be a lot.
Oh, yeah, the numbers are stunning. And some journalists sued them and said, you got to release that information. And the judge agreed.
Well,
so they
hells
did.
Yeah. How do they have that information and it's not just given to us, let alone you got to go to a judge to get it?
I don't know. You know, I had no idea that this even existed until I heard how the court case had been decided.
We put up with way too much of the government keeping information quiet until we beg for it or go to a judge.
Right. Amen to that. But America's largest drug company saturated the country with 76 billion oxycodone and hydrocodone pills from 2006 through 2012. 6 years, 76 billion pills. As the nation's deadliest ever drug epidemic spun out of control.
Yeah, I'm not. Clearly, there's a problem. I'm not denying that. But this is one of those numbers that is meaningless to me. I don't know if that is 100,000 more than what we normally use. You know, I don't have any concept of how many drug opioid pills we normally use. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there was no normal because there were new,
but you could
new invention.
You could have said any number and it would have been astounding.
Yeah, I
guess
I
that's
hear
my
what
point.
Your point is you're easily astounding.
No. You could have said 7 billion or 700 billion and I would have still said exactly
I'll
the same reaction.
That's a lot of billions. 76 billion. But anyway, the database maintained by the DEA tracks the path of every single pain pill sold in the United States from manufacturers and distributors to pharmacies in every town and city, quoting the Washington Post now. Data provides an unprecedented look at the surge of legal pain pills that fueled the epidemic, which resulted in nearly 100,000 deaths in that six-year period.
Well, more than...
And on the rise, right?
More than alcohol and car wrecks and all kinds of different stuff,
right?
Yeah.
Just six companies distributed 75% of the pills. McKesson Corp., Walgreens, Cardinal Health, AmerisourceBergen, CVS, and Walmart. Three companies manufactured 88% of the opioids. SpecGX, Activist Pharma, and Par Pharmaceutical. I never heard of these companies.
Well,
I don't think.
Well, here's something I learned.
They ought to be as infamous as freaking El Chapo.
Here's something I learned the other day from a man of medicine who came about when this whole thing got started, and this person was telling me that early in his medical career, there was this thing called the War on Pain that was launched there was this belief, and a lot of people believe that this was driven by the companies that had come up with all this, and they were starting to give money to politicians, and they you know, it was all working together here. But so they launched the war on pain. We've got a real crisis in this country where there are a lot of people in pain who aren't getting enough pain medication. So we need to launch the war on pain. Mm. So the emphasis was what this doctor was taught was, if somebody needs a few pills, you give them a month's worth of pills. You make sure there's no chance they're going to run out of it. This is the war on pain. We don't want people needlessly suffering. Wow. And we all now know that it was driven by, you know, this government recommendation on the war on pain was driven by pharmaceutical companies saying, yeah, I'll give you $100,000 for your campaign if you start this war on pain thing.
Wow. Wow.
And never question anybody for they come in and say, yeah, I lost my prescription. Can I get another? No problem. Here you go. I mean, just.
I lost it again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's amazing. And then, of course, government does
too. It's amazing and not amazing at the same time.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's one of those things that is shocking but not surprising. Well, and, you know, that's why government policy is frequently so terrible. And so they realize, oh, we went way too far taking our bribes. Now we better correct the course here and crack down like crazy. Now you got people in chronic pain who can't get their drugs because of the ridiculous, you know, rules and regs. But, you know, that's the thing about, and we assumed a real activist role a few years ago in some of the these ADA lawyer extortion rings where they would hit up small businesses and blackmail them. They would say, yeah, your rails there are a quarter of an inch off. We're suing you for noncompliance. Or you can write us a check for $15,000 and we'll go away. And there are these rings of extortionist lawyers. Prominent one of whom is going to jail for tax evasion now, which gladdens my heart more than I can tell you. But anyway, so we went to big-time politicians, happened to be in California, and we said, listen, this is clearly a racket. Not only are these scum targeting small business people, but they're going after a lot of immigrant families because they don't know the legal system, they don't know the rights, they don't know English that well. This is terrible. And the message we got from the politicians was, well, you know, we went to a lot of time and trouble and committee meetings to fashion our old policy. And so it would be, well, we made an agreement that we would, you know, so we can't really go back to that now, blah, blah, blah. Meaning, once government policy is formed by these bloated commissions and committees and whatever, it's more or less permanent. Even if you realize moments later you've made a terrible mistake. It's still permanent. So anyway, the policy on these drugs has veered back and forth. But getting back to these EPA numbers, so this database reveals what each company knew about the number of pills it was shipping, precisely when they were aware of those volumes, year by year, town by town. In case after case, the companies allowed the drugs to reach the streets of communities, large and small, despite persistent red flags that those pills were being sold in apparent violation of federal law and being diverted to the black market. They knew it. It was clear to anybody who was paying attention. And those companies have paid more than $1 billion in fines to the Justice Department and the FDA, but you're making, you know, $40 billion a year in profits, and right. The FDA comes to you and says, or the DEA or whatever comes to you and says, yeah, you're playing a little fast and loose. We could use $750 million. Sounds impressive. We could use that in our coffers. Because that goes, you know, frequently to the government budget, and the companies say, 750 million, that's an awful lot. How about $500 million? Yeah, okay. All right, that's your fine. And so they pay $500 million in fines. And just keep taking the other $20 billion in profits. It's such a scam. But you know, there are people, activist types, and some politicians who are suing to get to the bottom of this. And sounds like they're making progress.
The war on pain.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's crazy. I'm looking at this map. That's one of those colorful maps that the light colors is where there are very few pills per person, and the darker colors are heavy concentrations. And here's a shocker. There's some heavy concentrations in West Virginia and Ohio and Tennessee and everywhere you've heard about that's been ravaged by opioid addiction. They just found complicit doctors and pharmacies and whatever and just kept pumping those pills there no matter how obvious the red flags were.
Man, there's got to be a lot of people that were taking a lot of pills because, like, I'm thinking of my entire extended family, including my brothers, and I'm not sure. My parents, my wife, my kids, I'm not sure we used 10 total pills in the last decade.
Mm.
So there are a lot of people out there using a heck of a lot.
Well, here's your warning, folks, because I took some of these drugs after my super custom, my hip customization. So I don't say hip replacement because it makes me sound old. They will give you the worst constipation you can imagine, these pills. You will never poo again on these pills. It's terrible. Get another bad habit. Number one, you could overdose and die. Number two, constipation that will make you cry like a little girl.
You are full of it, as so many emailers have pointed out over the years.
Yes.
I taught my kids some new words when I was on the roller coaster the other day.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, fiddle-dee-dee!
I think I'm going to die! Also, we ought to mention this Tom Friedman column in the New York Times.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty interesting. The headline being, Trump's going to get reelected, isn't he? Which is pretty good. On the way on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week for life is guaranteed to be awarded on August 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. August 30th, you could win $5,000 a week for life. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/27. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945.
Optima Tax Relief.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert, with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about natural alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend is Healing Labs, a CBD oil that goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver results once thought nearly impossible without a prescription. Healing Labs CBD oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Start enjoying your favorite activities with ease. Oh, yeah, Healing Labs CBD has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of Healing Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-2712, 800-605-2712.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Kids on the roller coaster the other day, so that in a moment.
How long had it been since you were on a coaster?
Well, I've never ridden one this scary. And as I told my kids, who the one kid who rode it with me, he found it too much. And I said, look, I've ridden a lot of roller coasters all over the country. I used to be into it when I was younger. I've never ridden anything that scary.
Oh, boy.
So it wasn't just your normal roller coaster. Anyway, more than that a little bit. Headline from Thomas Friedman of the New York Times. I don't know if you know his act or not. He's a lefty columnist. I love his stuff about the Middle East and stuff. That's his expertise. And when he gets into domestic politics, I generally hate him. But his headline was, Trump's going to
get... ideas, Jack, not people.
Trump's going to get reelected, isn't he? He says people keep walking up to him and saying that to him. And he said there was an explosion of that right after the debates, when a lot of people, Democrats, his friends would be Democrats, people like him thought, what? They all raised their hand for universal health care? They all raised their hand for crossing the border is not illegal anymore? They all raised their hand for free health care for illegals?
Right.
That is so far away from where most of America by far, but even most Democrats are. I can't believe all these candidates were so stupid that they fell for that.
Yeah.
Man, you talk about we get into our own bubbles. How's Joe Biden? How's Kamala Harris? How any of them? How are they in such a bubble of university professors and cable news hosts that they think that that's even what their party wants, let alone the rest of the country?
Right. As Friedman makes the point, you got 250 million Americans have private health insurance. Now, it's rough these days. It's way expensive, and everybody's looking for something a little better. But the idea that everybody's down with government health insurance, 250 million people will lose their current plan and doctor and whatever else.
Well, how about the
idea that that's a good, that every single one of you agrees with that? That's crazy.
How about the completely indefensible health care for illegals?
Right.
Completely indefensible. As we mentioned yesterday, the head of one of your biggest Hispanic groups in the country. How do you say it? LULAC or
LULAC,
whatever?
Yeah.
The president of it, this Hispanic guy said,
El Presidente.
He said, we're not into that. That was a huge mistake for Democrats. He said that.
Wow, that's amazing.
The leader of the biggest Hispanic group said Hispanics are not into free health care for illegals. How do you miss that far if you're Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg or any of them?
Yeah.
Blows my mind. They do research. They want to win more than, in a lot of cases, they want to win more than they care about the particular policy. How do they get that far off track?
Is it just that the primary voter, the most likely primary voter, is often way out there politically?
God, you'd...
And you've got to kowtow to
them. I'm not even sure the majority of them are for that. When you got the president of that big Hispanic organization saying, whoa, 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 that was a mistake.
Right, yeah, you're right.
Come on.
That's amazing.
And Tom Friedman even. But Tom Friedman says, dear Democrats, this is not complicated. Just nominate a decent, sane person. A person who can gain the support of the independents, moderate Republicans, and suburban women who abandoned Donald Trump in the midterms, and you win. It is true.
Yeah.
You could run practically anybody who is kind of middle of the road, and I think you would win.
You'd have a heck of a good chance.
You'd have a really, really good chance.
Yeah.
You got no chance of becoming president with health care for illegals. Zero.
Yeah, yeah. I like what Friedman says. I was shocked at all those hands raised in support of providing comprehensive health coverage to undocumented immigrants. I think promises we've made to our fellow Americans should take priority, like to veterans in need of better health care. That sentence would have stood out as if he was nude on stage if he had said that at that debate, which just shows you how way out they were.
Yeah, I don't want people to catch on. My concern
Wait a minute. Americans' priority should be our fellow Americans? Taxpayers' priority should be our fellow taxpayers? The government exists to serve we the people, not just anybody on earth who sneaks in. You are a racist and a lunatic.
Yeah. I'm afraid the adults are going to take over and win. That enough people are going to read, candidates are going to see Tom Friedman's column, that poll that was being circulated around by Democratic donors about how unpopular AOC is.
Right.
All this stuff's going to sink in, I'm afraid, and reasonableness is going to get closer to the Democratic candidate. I like where it is now because Donald Trump would beat any of these people easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I care about the judges. I care about tax rates. I care about a whole bunch of stuff that's going to go the wrong way in my mind if Trump loses.
Right.
But
how likable a chap the president is not really high on my list. You know, I'd prefer. But
they're going to catch
on.
Be
nice.
With a year and a half
to
go. Can
we play nice, everybody? Yeah, that's probably true, and they'll veer way back toward the center and deny. And it was funny. Tim Russert back in the day was so good at this. You will have videotape of Kamala Harris saying, I stand firmly in favor of comprehensive health care for our undocumented neighbors. And then come October, she'll be saying, we have studied that. It's not a policy that I'm advocating. But you're on videotape. What I'm advocating right now is Americans standing together. And they'll just deny everything they've said. So we'll see if the American people buy it.
That's something, though.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't think at this point any rude thing Trump says or tweets or whatever will change a single vote. I think that is so thoroughly baked in.
It's like a
lasagna you couldn't drive a nail into. Well, it's so baked in, nobody cares anymore.
Here's a thought experiment for you. Come up with a right-wing version. I can't think of one off the top of my head of what the Democrats did on stage. If a bunch of Republicans on stage, something so far to the right that the vast majority of Americans, no way they would agree. I can't even come up with a good
forcibly
example.
Forcibly round up anyone who's undocumented. And drag them out of their homes and hurl them across the border.
I don't know. It'd have to be something like that.
Yeah.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, Trump, poll numbers up. Big rally tonight. Pelosi, flap on the floor. And keep your brain alive. Dance.
No.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you're one of the millions with agonizing joint pain, arthritis, or nagging injuries that make it harder to enjoy your favorite activities, how would you like to get rid of the pain and start enjoying the things you love to do? Things like working out, swimming, tennis, or just going for a walk. Scientists have discovered a new strain of the hemp plant that contains the miracle CBD oil. This powerful compound provides all of the healing benefits without the THC. It's called Healing Labs CBD oil, and it's changing the way we treat pain. Hard to believe?
My physical therapist recommended a topical CBD oil, so I tried Healing Lab CBD. It started working in just minutes, and the pain is gone. I'm off to the gym.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle and experience Healing Lab CBD today.
To get your free bottle of Healing Lab CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
So I'm riding this super scary, heinous roller coaster with my son, and I don't particularly remember any much about it after we started the straight downhill plunge.
Oh, and boy.
And it's one of those really designed to be over-the-top roller coasters.
Some twisty of them are, and loopy and flippy or what?
Straight down, actually backward.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're upside down as much as we're right side up, and just insanely fast. God, we must have been going 80 miles an hour. It was crazy. Anyway, but it's known to be frightening. I rode a bunch of other roller coasters and rides at Legoland with my kids, and they're pretty fast stuff, but they're okay. I did that. But on this particular one, which my son said he may never ride another roller coaster again after this.
Yikes. Good job, Dad.
But so when we got home, he said, Mom, Dad said the F word and the B word and the S word. And what was that word you said that started with a C? No, you go clean your room. We don't need to talk about that. But
these are unverified accusations, honey.
I don't even remember that, but apparently I unleashed a torrent of my worst filth.
Oh, boy.
Vacationing with a hall monitor. What is...
yeah,
son, you got to talk to me about this.
You ever heard of this word, narc?
Bros before moms, son.
Trying to have a little fun.
Right.
News now, Marsha Phillips.
Well, Trump busy tweeting this morning pretty optimistically. One of them saying, big rally tonight in Greenville, North Carolina. A lot of great things to tell you about, including the fact our economy's the best it's ever been. Best employment and stock market numbers ever. I'll also be talking about people who love and hate our country.
We know what that means.
Uh-oh.
He's going to lay it on the squad in front of a crowd that will be eating him up and egging him on to go further than he's gone before.
Oh, no!
So I think that's, if you like that sort of thing, I think that's must-see TV.
And the other tweet he put out this morning, quote, new poll, the Rasmussen poll, one of the most accurate in predicting the 2016 election, has just announced that Trump numbers have recently gone up by 4 points to 50%. Thank you to the vicious young socialist congresswomen. America will never buy your act. MAGA 2020.
Thank you.
Vicious young socialists.
To the vicious young socialist women. Yeah. He was at his highest all time on NBC last week of 47%. So that's in the same range. So he's around upper 40s, 50%. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the economy. And that'll either be where it is now come election time or not.
Yep.
The House, meanwhile, last night condemning President Trump's attacks on the four Democratic congresswomen, the resolution saying that Trump's comments were racist. Speaker Nancy Pelosi stirring the pot when she said,
every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House if she would like to rephrase that comment.
I have cleared my remarks as a parliamentarian before I read them.
And then she walked out. Georgia Republican Doug Collins was the one who issued the parliamentary challenge to Pelosi's remarks. Collins said her statements violated the rules of decorum in the House. Democratic-led House went ahead and rejected Collins' challenge on a party-line vote.
It was bizarre because the guy chairing the House at that point got in an argument that said, that's it, I'm out, and he just left, which I don't think is a thing. But this all goes back to Thomas Jefferson and his interest in parliamentary procedure and how the House ought to behave and the rest of it. And it's not really clear there are rules and precedents everybody's bringing up when Tip O'Neill blasted Newt Gingrich in 1984, but it's all kind of loose.
What's interesting to me is that, and I don't know how many people are aware of this, Nancy Pelosi knew exactly what she was doing. She knows she was either up against or crossing the line, that it would be rebuked, that it would make national news. She needed to. Trump had to say something so over the top that it cut through the clutter and made news about the squad. And so she had to say something that would cut. If she did her normal her normal house speech. Right. That, nobody's going to hear that.
No,
that
nobody cares.
That doesn't make news. That happens all the time. She had to say something completely over the top.
So once we get immune to the president's a liar, the Speaker of the House is a racist, you know, AOC...
You're crazy. You're losing it. You need a care keeper.
Right. AOC is calling everybody a racist. What's the next level? The president snuck into my home and poisoned my dog. I mean, what's the next level of hyperbole?
The Speaker of the House is producing snuff films.
Nancy Pelosi is an android or an alien. Or an alien android.
Or one takes out their walking cane and beats the other one down.
Yeah, with four-headed.
Kicking it old school.
Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been sentenced now to life in prison. He's 62 years old, found guilty earlier this year of trafficking hundreds of tons of coke, heroin, meth, and marijuana to the U.S., among a whole rasher of other sins.
So he could easily spend 20 years in prison as a guy who's 62.
Yep.
And I wonder from when he got caught. And I hope somebody would ask him this. Would you do it again, knowing this was the outcome? Or would he say, absolutely, that was some ride.
Mm.
Or do you think, nah, this isn't the way
he's
to spend.
He's not that old a guy, is he? How old is he?
62.
62, okay.
Huh.
Well.
Anyway, the push.
He's a murderer and a torturer a rapist and a subverter of justice and just a thousand different kinds of monster.
And took an entire nation hostage.
Right.
Pushes on to send him to the Supermax in Colorado. Meanwhile, my friends, good advice for
you
all.
So he'll be out there with, Timothy McVeigh. I think he's dead. So he'd be with the Unabomber and the Hamburglar and a variety of other people.
I wonder if he'll be impressed. I mean, because Steve's is breaking out of Mexican prisons or bribes the guards or whatever, digs a hole in his shower. He's going to get to Supermax and say, wow. Wow.
This is a prison.
Wait a minute.
He just goes around like scratching walls trying to find what can I dig out of here?
Right. Not going to happen, El Chapo.
I thought I was going to have a tunnel under my tub with a motorcycle that takes me to freedom.
Yeah, through a tunnel. All right, my friends, keep your mind alive. Dance, dance, dance. We've got two different studies that have found dancing can keep your mind sharp and your heart healthy. One study found moderate intensity dancing was associated with lower risk of dying from heart disease, while walking really didn't help you at all.
This is right back to what we talked about the other day. It's intense bursts of activity,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this song! And you run out on the dance floor and dance like crazy for a couple minutes.
It's thought the heart-healthy benefits of dance are likely due to its bouts of high-intensity movement, which is what you guys were talking about the other day.
I wonder if I'll never dance again.
That's very sad.
No, it's awesome.
What?
It'd be a dream come true if I never have to dance again.
I'm never going to dance again. Guilty fit, I've got no... Sing along if you know the words.
You got younglings around. They have some sort of impromptu dance party to Old Town Road. You don't jump in and...
We do some of that at home. Yeah, but that's different. Yeah. I mean, in public or
just
whatever.
Stop around.
Yeah, once my kids hit 12, I stopped dancing in front of them just because they could recognize terrible dancing.
we dance around at home with the music on, definitely, but... last dance was the one slow dance with my wife at our wedding, and then before that, God, probably at somebody else's wedding many years before that. So I got two dances.
Was the time that outlaw gang was squeezing off shots at your feet. Dance!
When's the last time you fast danced in public, not child-related?
I think it was a station Christmas party, probably, like, I don't know, a number of years ago.
Yeah.
A dance.
For me, it was a medical emergency, if I believe.
I was at a silent disco just this past weekend.
And you danced?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you did.
Gonna dance?
Well, you're still in the wooing women stage of your life.
Well, oh, yeah.
And they like
the dance worth a damn?
Oh, no, not at all.
Really?
No. It's fun.
Do you flail about?
Dancing's about feeling good, not looking good. As soon as you just accept that, it's fine.
Wow. You could be like some sort of guru, like that Marianne Williamson wackadoo.
If you're listening.
That's some good mumbo jumbo.
If you're listening.
Meet me on the battlefield of dance, Mr. President.
That's a wrap. That's your news.
You're harnessing the forces of hate. I'm going to harness the forces of dance.
Is she going to be in the next debate? Because
yes,
I really enjoyed
please.
Her.
Yes, please. Yes.
I saw that Bullock qualified for the next debate, governor of Montana.
Really? Steve, never mind the Bullock? Isn't Marianne Williamson tracking way ahead of Cory Booker?
Well, it's like 0.5% and 0%.
Yeah, which is infinitely higher.
Her Twitter account's pretty funny, too. She's got some... I don't know if it's her, if she's just got really good interns, but her meme game is quite strong.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm Marshall Phillips in the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Was it Elon Musk that's out with this news? I'm not going to give it away here, but that's
where
it came from.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Elon Musk out with some news about melding human brains with computers.
Oh, boy.
That should terrify you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something. So that's on the way next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win because $5,000 a week for life is guaranteed to be awarded on August 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. August 30th, you could win $5,000 a week for life. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/27. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945.
Optima Tax Relief.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert, with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about natural alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend is Healing Labs, a CBD oil that goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver results once thought nearly impossible without a prescription. Healing Labs CBD oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Start enjoying your favorite activities with ease. Oh yeah, Healing Labs CBD has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of Healing Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-2712, 800-605-2712.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
All are welcome to the 16th annual backpack giveaway at the Reading Aquatic Center on Saturday, August 10th at 6 p.m. If buying another year's worth of school supplies is a financial strain for your family, join us at this free community event. Registration opens Monday, July 15th and runs until we're full. Call 262-6800 to register your child to receive a free backpack of supplies for K through 12th grade and join us for food, prizes, live music, and swimming. This event is sponsored by Bethel Church, and we want all children in Shasta County to have a great start this fall.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Another show that had a great day was Chernobyl. Chernobyl racked up 19 nominations, including Best Limited Series. If you've seen it, Chernobyl tells the story of true story of how a nuclear disaster caused a whole village of Russians to have British accents for many years.
I have not seen the show.
So that's a shot. Nobody in the show talks with a Russian accent. They're just British actors talking in their normal accent because the showrunner made a decision that it's way too easy to slip into Boris and Natashaville.
I'm fine with that.
And I'm not. I'm outraged.
And he also made the point that
Boris and Natashaville, that's great.
These people weren't talking with Russian accents back then. They were speaking in Russian.
I've always thought that was ridiculous.
But they were speaking Russian with a Russian accent.
I just always thought, why do I want a bunch of bad German accents in a World War II movie
because they
in English.
Sound like Germans. I disagree with you two completely. I want off that. Well, yeah, I don't want Germans with British accents. Or one's got a British accent, one sounds like an American, the other's French. I'm sorry, you're wrong on this one.
Are you afraid you'll become confused and think the Chernobyl disaster was in London?
That's nothing. You know nothing about drama.
Speaking of dramas,
the suspension of disbelief.
And I looked over the Emmys listing. It's hard to imagine why, because I haven't watched any of these shows, and with my, you know, with a couple of young kids, I'm not going to watch any of these shows. But I was looking at the best dramas, and I probably would love all these. But here are the not the show names, but the people that put them out: AMC, Netflix, HBO, BBC America, another Netflix, FX, HBO, and then one NBC. That's quite the spreading it around.
And that was for the award for best show offered up by a dying network. NBC nominated.
Best last gasp of relevancy.
Right, exactly. Well, I had a couple of buddies last night absolutely berating me to start watching Billions, which is, I believe, a Showtime?
Showtime, yeah.
A Showtime vehicle.
About?
Money and power and politics and the intersection and intrigue and betrayal. Yeah,
too much art. Government has to limit the amount of art.
That's a good idea.
Just too much art.
But any accent will do in your anything goes world.
So Elon Musk is really working to try to get our whole brain-computer interface thing going. I don't know how he pays attention to all the different irons he's got in the fire.
I just think his brain runs at a different speed than most folks.
Well, that's clearly.
Well, I mean, not only has he got more RAM and firing power, but I just think he's kind of manic.
And to have him describe it, it's torture. He wouldn't wish it on anybody to have his brain. And so just there's no off switch.
Wow. Interesting.
So he's just a different version of crazy, a kind of crazy that is productive.
Yeah.
I find him a fascinating guy. I would like to hang with him, but I think he would probably look at me like I look at a goldfish or a somewhat pleasant cat.
So he's working on this Neuralink. That's actually like a branded trademark name.
I might say something, and he'd actually hit me with a newspaper. Shut up.
Squirt you in the face with a water bottle.
I'm a grown man. Shut up. He hit me again.
Squirt you in the face with a water bottle. Quiet. Quiet you.
quiet. I just thought I'd offer up scratch again. Ow.
I might have to get into this more tomorrow as we're running out of time.
I'm sorry.
He's working on this Neuralink, and it's a brain-machine, brain-computer interface, so they would work together. And they started with focusing on patients, you know, like the sort of thing Stephen Hawking could have used or whatever.
Yep.
But it's going to be used, obviously, for just regular people who don't need any help. It's just an opportunity to have your brain hooked up to a computer. It's been tested on monkeys, according to Elon Musk, and the primate was able to control a computer with its brain.
Wow.
End of the game right there. That's end game.
Is that the beginning of the human-computer synthesis, the new super-being?
I'd like to volunteer myself as tribute for one of the first people to test this out, because if I get this, and I can then use my computer internet synthesis to stop other people from getting it, I will be the most powerful person on the planet.
Oh, wow, okay. It's a little megalomania there.
Yeah, not a little.
Sean, the producer.
I'm not smart.
Dreaming of world domination.
I'm not even smart enough to imagine even close to where this could go. when we can control computers with our brain, or there's an interface between a computer and our brain, memory is no longer a thing at all. You can store, for better or worse, again, it could be for worse, store every bit of memory in a computer and you can access it anytime you want to.
Oh, I would be so grateful if a little voice inside my head would say, "That's Jim. You like Jim. His wife's name is Bonnie." And I'd remember that stuff. I would love that.
If I can call up moments from when my kids were 2 years old and play them in my head, that'd be particularly awesome.
You're going to make me cry.
On the other hand, there have been horrible things that have happened in my life, and if those are stored somewhere and come up now and then when I don't want them, that wouldn't be so great.
Well, maybe you could have a code you had to enter to access the humiliation file. You know, all your memories of being utterly pants.
Do not open folder.
Yeah, right, exactly. That'd be the pain file. Danger. Do not open the pain file. I do not want to experience that again.
On the other hand, what Elon's talking about, I just read part of this was, you know, folks with neuromuscular disorders and the paralyzed and stuff like that. I mean, some of this stuff is just so tragic because your parts work okay, but your brain just can't get the messages to them. And if you could bridge that gap, you know, somehow with a computer or, you know, some sort of hard wiring and restore, you know, a sense of, well, not a sense of, you know, functional normalcy to these people, that'd be a miracle.
Well, even without that, if you can run a computer with your mind, and then we've got robot this and that, you're turning on lights and turning off your TV and switching channels and turning on the oven and opening the door and doing all these kind of stuff with your mind all the time. That'd be pretty amazing.
I guess, but what's the point of that? Again, flipping a light switch is effortless.
Efficiency, well, just think of it as a typing replacement as opposed to having to physically type out to Google anything.
Great. Now you got my
attention.
You just
think it and it's there.
Or my brilliant thoughts that the world really deserves. I would effortlessly be able to put them down, I guess.
We're going to get a lot of thoughts.
Within the bowels of Studio C, it's time for Final Thoughts with A&G. Sean Marshall, my God, who wrap up the day, up to the boys of Tuesday.
Your lead vocal's too quiet. You got to remix that.
I must say, as with my headphone situation, I did not understand a word of that. I'm sure it was quite a...
You got to remix that, bro.
Humorous and or clever.
Yeah.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Yeah, let's get a final thought from everybody to wrap up the hour. There he is, our esteemed newsman, Marshall Phillips. Marsh?
Well, I got to tell you, today marks 2 months I haven't scratched my itch or made any investment in sport. So I frankly think that is enough cleansing. Time for another round of gaming investments.
Yes, go out there and gamble, Marshall. Yes. Enjoy yourself.
Michelangelo in the control room. Final thought?
Yeah, I'm like Jack. I used to love roller coasters. It used to be a big deal to go upside down once or twice, but I couldn't go on today's roller coasters. I guess my glory days are behind me.
Oh, God.
And that's sad.
It was horrific.
Positive Sean, our producer. Final thought?
Yes, I would like to retract my offer to be tribute for the first person for the Neuralink, as they have described the process as follows. After a surgeon opens the skull, a sewing machine inserts fine and flexible electrodes into the brain. I'm out!
Wow. You're no Apollo 11 astronaut. Jack, final thought for us?
On the theme of artificial intelligence and that, computers mastered the ability of bluffing at poker, which they say is a huge breakthrough and is scary for AI. Because bluffing couldn't, it was all strategy and this and that, but the ability to bluff, like to read your intentions and figure out what kind of person you are and bluff, is a new level for AI.
Well, and to BS you.
Yeah.
Yikes. My final thought, going back to a story we chatted about earlier today, chimpanzees watching a video together got the same sense of bonding and closeness that humans get from watching something together. And it reminds us of how shared experience is so important to being happy. So watch a video with an ape today.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
If you and your ape have grown distant,
we hardly talk to each other.
Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We got some clicks for you. If you want to email us, there's something we ought to be talking about, or you got an opinion you'd like to share, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
I remember when we used to ride unicycles and smoke cigars together, my monkey friend.
Chee chee.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Well, fiddle-dee-dee.
Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.